This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com. You can join their team today. Adam Kaplan will join us at 8:40. Sirius XM NFL radio host, also hosts Inside the Birds podcast. We'll talk about his Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles and more. That's at 8:40. But we wanted to touch on the future of Aaron Rodgers here. So he was reportedly told by the Jets, thank you for your service. We're going to turn the page with Aaron Glenn. We're not going to deal with you anymore. You can go find a new team.
I get it. When you have a new coach, you have a new direction for the franchise. Mm-hmm. You probably don't want a 40-plus-year-old guy under center. But he actually played much better the second half of the season versus the first half of the season when you look at his numbers.
Where are they drafting? Six or seven?
The Jets have to pull up the draft
seven.
List.
They're drafting seven.
Yeah.
Okay.
The problem is, like, I love what Ben Valin brought up about, like, Kirk Cousins and the way his contract deal is going to work and how, he, you know, like a team like the Browns could sign Cousins for $1 million or whatever. Mm-hmm. And that seems like a no-brainer. For him, where are his real options? Because I think at this point in his career, he's not going to just go to the Browns.
Right, is he going to go to the Titans?
Like, no, but the Steelers could be in play. It's kind of like the teams that are all kind of on that retread cycle,
right.
And whether they want to go that way, right? So the Steelers have to make a decision about both Russell Wilson and Justin Fields.
Yep, they're both hitting free agency.
And so they might make an assessment and say, hey, we can't get somebody in the draft based on where we are. We were, you know, playoff team, won a bunch of games this year. It's not like they're top of the draft.
Nope.
So they're going to make an assessment like, well, do we want to run it back with Russ? It didn't end great. Do we want to give Justin Fields a shot? Well, they didn't like him that much because they moved on from him in the season. Mm-hmm. So do they make an assessment and say, well, actually, for a rental, because it's a rental, Aaron Rodgers is better than those two guys. And I think that you could definitely make that assessment.
There's no long term when the guy's going to be 42 in his next NFL season.
Another potential home is the Raiders.
Yeah, I mean, it's
kind of the same situation.
All these teams.
I think Aaron Rodgers is pretty equal with Russell Wilson. I wouldn't put him above Russell Wilson.
No, they're kind of in the same bucket at this point.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he's head and shoulders above those guys. But I mean, he's 40 years old.
I could see like Pete Carroll with the Raiders if he just wants a veteran.
Yeah, but would he go to the Raiders? What benefits that going to do you if you're Aaron Rodgers at this point? You're really only playing. I mean, I'm sure he loves football, but he wants to win.
Maybe Tom Brady sells him on coming to the Raiders. I don't know.
But remember, Favre bounced.
I don't know.
At the end of his career, he ended up playing on two teams at the end of his career.
Yeah. I kind of got the sense that Favre was just like a guy that loves to play football. You know what I mean?
I don't see Aaron Rodgers doing that, though.
I kind of don't
know if he wants to go out the way he did this year.
I just think it's going to get worse.
Yeah, but in the he did play better. Like look, if you look at his numbers, I know the team was terrible. His numbers the second half of the season were improved, and just nobody talked about him. A couple other teams to mention, and I'm surprised. I'm looking at this article from Yard Barker, I guess it is, and they mention the surprising team to me, and I want to get Drab's reaction. They put the Seahawks in here. Said the Seahawks are likely to move on from veteran Geno Smith, but his replacement won't come in this year's draft, as they don't have a selection until the 18th pick. Seattle was 10-7 last season, meaning Rodgers would be headed to a city with a competitive team.
Can I guess Drab's reaction to this story? I'm going to guess Drab is going to say, that's clickbait, it's garbage, Aaron Rodgers isn't going to the Seahawks. Am I close on that, Drab?
I mean, what a garbage. Aaron Rodgers, and Geno will be the starting quarterback.
Geno's going to be there. I just saw a report yesterday that the Seahawks are bringing him back.
That's just a terrible report. I mean, I've been wrong before. I did say one time, Russell Wilson will never be traded.
Right.
And then he was traded like a week later.
Well, you're not going to be wrong on that one.
I think I'm pretty safe on Geno being this.
Aaron Rodgers is not going to be the starter for them.
Didn't Aaron Rodgers have a better season than Geno Smith?
Based on what?
Touchdown interception ratio.
It's just so much.
I mean, you got to. When I was watching Aaron Rodgers play, I'd throw out the stats. He threw a lot of bad balls.
Here's how it sum up.
And by the way,
and
I know he was never a runner. He's literally a statue.
Yeah, he's dead in the water.
I mean, he can't run for 2 yards.
In the most simple terms, Aaron Rodgers had way more bad games than he had good games with the Jets this past season.
Right.
He may have had a few decent moments. But for the most part, he underperformed, and he was not able to utilize Garrett Wilson as his top weapon.
No.
Now, also hurt that Breece Hall underperformed and didn't do much this year.
That's because defense is kind of focused on
him. That's part of it.
They weren't afraid of Aaron Rodgers beating them.
All right, Cakes, games 1-8, 12 touchdowns, 7 picks. Mm-hmm. Horrible. Quarterback rating 85, traditional rating. Games 9-16, 16 touchdowns with only 4 picks. Quarterback rating 96.
Well, we know that the quarterback rating stat is
His QBR for the season was below average. It was 48. Geno's was 53, so I'll give Geno that. Well, I'm just saying, Geno didn't exactly light the world on fire. He did have a bunch of yards, but he had 21 touchdowns with 15 picks.
To me, he has two options. One, he can grasp at being a starter on a poop team and be like a bridge quarterback for whoever somebody drafts. Or, and I'm sure he would not do this, he could grasp as a backup on another team and actually try to win another Super Bowl. But I don't think he's gonna do that.
He's got
too big of an ego to do that.
Yeah, I don't see him sitting on the bench.
He had the same injury as Kirk, right? They both tore their Achilles.
Yeah.
And Kirk talked about this afterwards. The season, you could always say it's, you know, making excuses. But he said that it wasn't the Achilles' problem, it was his ankle.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can make an argument that maybe it took a little while for Aaron Rodgers, who said he was healthy, to kind of find his groove there. 16 touchdowns with only 4 picks in the last 8 games, that's not bad. And if you're the Raiders or they actually also put the Giants on this list. If you're one of those teams and you just want to rent somebody for a year, you could do a lot worse than 16 touchdowns and 4 picks.
I'm sure he's going to find a gig somewhere, but I just don't see it being an optimal situation for him. Like, most likely he's going to go to a bad team.
How ironic would be if he ends up in Vegas with the Raiders when Devontae left to join him with the Jets?
Then he would just go to Tom Brady and say, trade for Devontae to come back to the Raiders. He helped orchestrate him going to the Jets.
You just have to be really desperate, if you're going to bring in Aaron Rodgers and hope to get to the playoffs with Aaron Rodgers.
A lot of teams are.
You're grasping.
I know, but
I just don't think he would go to a desperate team at this point in his career.
Yeah, maybe
Remember,
not.
He's older than everybody in the locker room.
Yeah, he's 40.
How much does he really have in common with a lot of those guys?
41 years old. Yeah.
I think he only comes back if you have a realistic shot, like you say, like a Steelers. But I don't see a shot where he and Tomlin can coexist. I just don't see it.
I mean, if Tomlin's dealt with Antonio Brown and George Pickens. He's dealt with a lot of head cases. So, like, he could probably manage Aaron Rodgers. He's got a lot of experience in that department.
He's
dealt with a lot of weirdos.
He wants production. At this point, Pittsburgh just wants to start winning playoff games again.
Right.
Because it's the same thing. I get it. That's why Steelers fans are frustrated, right? They're frustrated because Tomlin finds a way every year to get them to a winning record. He's never had a losing record. But when's the last time they did anything in the playoffs?
All I know is Valdez would get horny if the Steelers sign Rodgers and that defense is able to just tee off on him twice a year. Can you imagine how many sacks the Ravens are going to have if Aaron Rodgers goes to Pittsburgh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's going to look like the Super Bowl, what they were doing to Mahomes.
I think he can still make the throws that sometimes, look, the reason they went with Russell Wilson over Justin Fields was he was able to make throws that Justin Fields wasn't making.
Mm-hmm.
But Russell Wilson down the stretch, just,
he was terrible.
I don't know if it was all on Russ. The offense just wasn't doing anything. Yeah. And then there are reports that, now this would be interesting, there are reports that Arthur Smith, who was calling plays, wasn't letting Russell audibilize. So Russell Wilson, who knows, was spinning a tail. Well, it's not my fault. It's his fault because they wouldn't let me audible.
Well, you got to be really desperate if you want Aaron Rodgers to be your starting quarterback at 41 years old.
Yeah.
And you can give me all the stats in the world. How many of those games did they win in those last eight when he only had four picks? And his completion percentage in some of those games had to be terrible because he was, when I was watching him, he was underthrowing receivers. He just wasn't good. He's a statue in the pocket. You can go after him. I mean,
How many games did they win?
The last game.
In those last eight? Two.
Right. Two, I mean, six. The last game of the season, he had four against the Dolphins. I mean, the Dolphins pretty much gave up.
Right.
So I just tossed those out. I wouldn't want Aaron Rodgers.
Inflated numbers.
Wouldn't want him. I'd rather have Cousins than Aaron Rodgers.
Ooh, I don't know Kirky, about that one.
I'm Team Kirky. You know that.
Kirky's claiming that his problems stem from his
From his ankle.
Week 10. No, he said like a week 10 shoulder injury.
Oh, now he's got a shoulder?
He said he injured his shoulder in like week 10, but I'm thinking your problem started from week 1?
He had a little stretch where he was okay.
Huh?
He had a little stretch this season where it was looking good, and then it just went south.
That's what I was talking to Ben Vallin about. I mean, some of these teams that just didn't have quarterbacks this year, they're going to be desperate for quarterbacks, and they're just going to be reaching,
right?
And they're going to be bad again.
But, I mean, if you're the Browns, it does make sense to just pay Kirk the minimum because he's getting $28 million or whatever from Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
He's a bridge quarterback until you find your guy. It sounds like the next two quarterback drafts are weak anyway.
So are you going to wait three years? I mean,
I don't know. Are you going to overdraft a quarterback when you know they're not as good as the most recent class?
You could bring in Cousins and draft a quarterback and let him sit behind Cousins for a year and kind of learn it.
Or that kind of thing.
You don't necessarily have to reach for a quarterback and then start him for 17 games.
If he signed Cousins, they would play him.
October and early November, he had a five-game stretch, Kirk Cousins, with 13 touchdowns and just two picks. And then he just tanked mid to late November.
Was that week like 10 or so? Because that's where he claims he hurt his shoulder.
Yeah, I mean, it started, it looks like, in the New Orleans game.
Is that like the 10th game? 10th, 11th game? Something like that?
Right around there, yeah.
Yeah. That's where he claims he got hurt.
Can you imagine paying $300 for a Kirk Cousins authentic Falcons jersey? And he's there for one season.
Yeah.
But not happy.
Like I said, he had that stretch. It was a five-game stretch. I'm doing the math again. 13 touchdowns, three picks. And then if that happened, he hurt his shoulder in the New Orleans game. Zero touchdowns, one pick. The next week, zero touchdowns, one pick. The next week, zero touchdowns, four picks. The next week, zero touchdowns, two picks. They threw him out there for Vegas. And they're like, oh, Penix time.
You know what? I think that offense might be a little spicy next year with Penix because he can actually move. Like Kirk is just a dead man walking in the pocket.
Yeah.
He couldn't move anywhere. Couldn't bootleg, couldn't scramble. Penix can do all those things.
But like you said, someone's going to sign him.
Right.
Because they're desperate.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the way it is.
And
in the
maybe
NFL.
maybe he's a bridge to a younger guy that they draft. But I mean,
so you'd sign him over Aaron Rodgers.
I'd rather have Cousins than Rodgers.
If you're desperate, you're the Raiders, all right? You're Pete Carroll. I don't know who their GM is. You're having to make a decision and you're like, All right, we could run it back with Gardner Minshew.
Oh, they're not doing that.
Russell Wilson's available. Aaron Rodgers is available. Kirk Cousins is available.
I don't want Aaron Rodgers.
They're going to find a better, trashier quarterback than Gardner Minshew or Aiden O'Connell. They'll go one or two steps above in trashy quarterback.
So Kirky or Aaron.
Right. That's just what you have to deal with.
Yeah.
If you don't have your Jaden Daniels of the future.
By the way, we don't even know if he wants to come back because he's so mercurial. He hasn't told anybody whether he comes back.
We have no idea.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, I think it depends on where. I'm telling you. I don't think he's going to come back and play for a team that he thinks is going to win like four games.
Yeah, so he's not coming back to play for the Titans.
No, he's got to play for a team that he thinks can compete for a championship or he's done.
All right,
I don't know how many of those teams out there.
How many of those teams
maybe
are there?
Maybe the Steelers.
Yeah,
maybe. I don't know.
Coming up in about 25 minutes, Adam Kaplan, SiriusXM NFL radio host, is going to join us here on The Fan.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-based insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.